Weiter in Shas, we're Menachos Taf Chaf. Beginning upon Yud Tesem Beis Bada Ba Mada Pei. Second to last line, Maskif La Rav Huna. We are in a flow over here. Now the Gemara continues. Says Rav Huna has a bit of a kash here. Hari Melach. But what about the case of salt? A bit of salt on the mincha. V'lo Tana Bei Kra Akva Bei. And about that, the pasuk doesn't repeat itself. And yet still, nonetheless, it's still ma'akev if you don't put it over there. And seemingly we're saying that if it doubles up, so then it's going to be ma'akev or it doesn't. The Tanya went to the Braisa, Bris Melech Olam Hiv. The Pasuk says it's an eternal covenant of salt. Meaning what? Shetehe, beep, turn the page. Chaf Amaraf, Bris Amura B'melech. An everlasting covenant that's said about salt. And that is to put it on the karbanot, says Rashi, Shalot tipsuk mi karbanot, that it shouldn't move away from the karbanot. Rashi continues, being the Rabbi Huda, being the Rabbi Shimon, like a midiel l'mashmos darshan. Sorry, back in the Gemara, Div Rabbi Huda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nemar Khan, Bris Melech Olam, he, it says very eternal covenant of salt, and it says over there, Bris Kahuna Olam, an eternal covenant of the Kahuna. And we say, Kishim Shiyav Shalak Karbonos Below Kahuna, just like there can't be Karbonos without Kahuna, Kachiyav Shalak Karbonos Below Melech, so you can't have Karbonos without any salt. So we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, salt is necessary there for the Mincha. It goes against Rav that says that it depends. If it doubles up, then yes. If not, then no. That's what Rav said. Rav Yosef, Rav Kitana Didan Srele. Rav holds like our Tana, like Tana Kama, like the Tana of our Mishnah. The Amar Lo Malach Kasher. Seems to me there's a machlokas here. He says that if you did not salt the mincha, it's going to be kosher. So it's not a kasher on a Mishnah. Very nice that Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda say they have to have it. He doesn't say. He says he doesn't have to. Okay, so it sounds like Rav Yosef is saying that our Mishnah holds that salt is not necessary. It's not an ikuv. And Amar Le'abai, Abai says to Rav Yosef, if it's really true that the Mishnah is going to say a mincha without salt is going to be good. So when the Mishnah says, lo yatsanami, if you didn't pour the oil into the mincha, this also should be understood, lo yatsaknami, if you didn't pour it, the lo yatsak kalal. Even if you didn't pour it at all, it's going to be good. Ela lo yatsak kohen, elazar, we explain it to mean, it doesn't mean you didn't do it at all, it just means it wasn't a coin that did it, but a non-coin did it. So the Mishnah is not saying that a mincha that's done without oil is going to be okay, it's just saying it was done by a non-coin. Tachanami, you're also lo malach kohen elazar, it means that the coin didn't do it, but azar did it, and but you still would have to have salt. Amarle, he said to Abai, v'chitale al daitach, shazar kariv legabi mizbeach, you would think that a non-coin is allowed to go to the mizbeach and put salt on a mincha. That we know the Torah itself says you're not allowed to do such a thing. Says Rashi, the Melicha Komets Rosho Shomizbeachi, Kidamer Bishmaitza, Berosho Shomizbeach, Shisham Mochin, Es Ha Komets. But we know a non coin can't go there. But it says, Ach El Kli Akod, Akli Akod Shomizbeach, Lo Yikurvu, right? It says you're not allowed to get close to such a thing. So therefore, the point of the Mishnah is not that a Zar can put salt on the Mincha, but that the Mincha is going to be good even without any salt at all. And therefore, you knocked off the Kash and Raf. Since it says the word bris by the salt, it's like it was doubled up. The word bris is a very intense thing. We have a covenant over here. So therefore, even though this doesn't repeat it, putting the salt is necessary. And does the pasuk not repeat itself by putting the salt? But it says, we have a double lashon right over there, right? And we have... So it seems as though it is doubled up over here. Now, whom buy a little tiny? That means for something else. We went to the Bryce, Elon, number carbon, but Melech, who said that, Shemani, if you laid some Dam. I would learn even wood burned on his back and Dam is thrown, also going to need salt. Shaniku carbon, I call the carbon, Tamad Lomar, Mincha. Therefore, the Torah says, Mincha, the teacher, salt is only on those things that are going to be like the Mincha. My Mincha, Miuchadisha, Chirim, Boyin, Chovela, just like a Mincha is unique. That as other things that come on the Mizbeach as part of its chiyuv, that would be the wood that the komets is burned on, right? And that we have, as Rashi points out, that tzricha eitzam laktara, af kol shecherem boin chovelam. So to any type of carbon, there's other things that are coming in the Mizbeach, also as part of the chiyuv, they have to have salt as well. Wood and blood, though, those don't cause other things to be brought in the Mizbeach, therefore they're not offered with salt. If it's true that the chiyuv to put salt depends on the carbon being similar to the mincha, then you would think that just like a mincha is unique, that it affects, it's being matir something, af kosher matir, so then it's going to be matir, that's to be brought with salt. Avidam shematir, I mean, therefore, include blood amongst those things that need salt, because it also is going to be matir. Tamela, right, throwing the dam, is going to make the emura mutter for the burning on the mizbech, and the meat of the carbon is going to be eaten, mutter to be eaten. Don't you shall not discontinue the salt from upon your mincha, which means velo me'al damcha, but not from upon your blood. So the issur against stopping the sac, the salt does not apply to blood. You would think that the entire mincha would need salt and not just its komets. The carbon, every mincha, right? Carbon tone, melech. It's telling that the carbon, meaning the mincha, the komets, which is actually brought in the mizbech, needs salt. But the entire mincha, that which remains after the komets taken, doesn't need salt. From this, I only know that the komets need salt. I mean, now the rabbi says lavona. How do you also include the lavona? That has to be part of the salting things as well. Marbe ani es lavona, why shekein ba'a ima b'kli echad, because it goes together in one kli. Milan the rabbi said lavona above b'fnei atzma. I didn't include even the lavona that comes on its own. Rashi could go to Omer. Hare alai lavona. Someone says hare alai lavona. Damer perik hare alai isaron lo yivchos min hakometz. Then ulavona haba b'zichen v'aktara. The actor, so Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Zachem, Memur Chatos, Memur Oshem, Memur Kotzim Kotzim, Memur Kotzim Kalim, Ve'evre, Olav Olasa of Minayin. Where do I know that all these have to be salted? Tamad Lomer, I'll call Korban Chatakriv Melach. A lot of the Korbanos, you gotta have salt. So it's teaching that not only the Mincha, but all Korbanos need salt before they get burnt. Burn, baby, burn. From that whole thing, what did we come out with? The comment that we actually need that pasuk to tell you that, you see, it's not extra anymore, but to teach the different dinim that apply to that particular mitzvah. But because it's really needed over here, therefore it's not really doubled down, and it comes out that we said that the Torah doesn't repeat itself in reference to the salt, that is the case. Amar mar, ein liyela komets, I know only that the komets need salt. Minan the rabbis of Lavona. Because the one's in Kli Echad, right? That's what we said before. Aiva Omar, but you said Ba Mincha Miuchedesh Achirim Bain Chova La. Didn't we say before that the criteria is just like the Mincha, it's unique that it has other things that come on the Mizbech as part of its Chiyav, so too all the type of things are going to be like that. It has to be with salt, right? And they're both, and it comes out that, and we know that the Lavona and the things learned out from on your every carbon do cause what to be brought in the mizbech. So according to this, we can just compare it to the salt to the mincha itself. But here, the Bais is ignoring this idea of learning after the mincha and learning other salt, other sources for the salting of these things. Why would you need that? Hachi, I'm just going to say, Ema carbon klal. I'm going to say that when it says the word carbon in the pasuk and your every mincha offering, that's a klal. Umincha, and it says lashon of mincha, that is prat. Klal uprat. We know the din is when you have a klal, general thing, and then a prat, which is a specific thing, which is taking just a carbon mincha. Klal uprat. Ein bechlal elo mashav uprat. Then the generalization includes only things that is included in this specific thing. Mincha ein. Midachrinilo, which means a mincha is going to need salt. Midachrinilo, something else is not going to need salt. Hadar Omer, then the Baisa came and said, to fix up this issue, I'll call karbonucha chazavakolo. Then it is lashon on every one of your karbonos, it goes and says a klal again. Klal upra to klal. Yetagdan elekin a prat. Now you go, the expound the overall din to include only things that are similar to the prat. Ma prat mefar shachlein ba'in chobala. Just like the mincha, the specification, the specified thing here is clearly a carbon that causes other items to come in the mizbeach because of its chiyof. Afkol shachlein ba'in chobala. So two others have that as well. That we have in the Mishnah, they're included. And the salting chiyuv. And other things that come up on the Mizbech as part of the Minchas Kiev, what are they? Eitzim, those are wood. Wood has to come up to burn the komets on the Mizbech. Af kol eitzim, so too, about all korbanos that need wood, they have to bring salted before it brought up. Ema levona, but when we say levona, because it also brings a mola. Vaisi dam, dikin etzachim. And right, levona also comes with it, so everything goes with levona. I'm also gonna, and I'll learn out that dam also needs salting since they're nesachim on the Mizbech that come along with the throwing of the dam, so if things come along with it. As Gemara knows, the Sachem had the Emurim with us. Then the Sachem come along with the Emurim, not coming with the Dam. Since they're not brought in because of the Dam, you can't compare the blood, Dam, and Mincha. My time, what's the reason you want to make the Nesachem to the Emurim? Achilu Shtia, because it's a Lashon of Achilu Shtia. Adarabba, but Kapara v'Simcha. What about the fact that there's also Kapara and Simcha, because Dam brings Kapara, or the wine brings rejoicing. And according to the, and therefore the Nesachim are brought not only because of the Emurim, but rather because of the Dam. So what you going to say now? Ella Levona Bayim Mabekleyachad. The reason why Levona is included because it comes with Kleyachad. Nesachim Ein Bayim Mabekleyachad. It doesn't come with Kleyachad. Aval Eitze. And what about the wood? How are you going to compare that now? Ki Heichi the Miskashra Behu Mincha. Just like the Mincha has its burning fulfilled with a piece of wood, Hachi Miskashra Behu Kula Kabara. So too, do all of the karbanos of the Baisa have their burning fulfilled with pieces of wood? Because these karbanos are like the mincha, they also have to be salted when you bring them as a karban. Where we're holding right now is the Baisa saying that any karban like a mincha is going to cause other things to be brought up on the Mizbech, is going to be included in the salting. The Baisa comes out to this from a klal, prat, u klal. So we're going to ask a kasha on that. Ve'ema says, well, maybe it's not true. Ve'ema ma'aprat refers to Shachir and Boyin Chovelo Materes. We could say that just like the prat that's brought over here, meaning the word mincha, clearly he's talking about a carbon that both has other stuff that's coming up in the Mizbech as part of its chiv, and also it's going to be a matir. Af kol Shachir and Boyin Chovelo Materes. So we should say the same thing too. Anything that says a chovel coming up, and it's a materis, would need salting. Umayni, what's that? Levona, b'zichin d'shari lechem. Let's say we're talking about the levona, it comes with the spoons by the shulchan, that's by the lechem aponim, whose burning is going to matir the lechem aponim over here. Aval, midiach rina, but when we are, but other carbonos which don't, are not similar to the mincha in both these things, lo, wouldn't need to be salted. Kum techois, the way that we're understanding is right now is that this klal pratu klal that we have in these psukim over here is going to limit this comparison to the mincha to those karbanos that are like the mincha in two ways. One way is that it causes other things to be brought in the mizbech, and the other one is going to be a matir. So, but the things that are brought in the b'risa, though, are similar to the mincha, is only one way. It causes other things to be brought in the mizbech. Therefore, they shouldn't have to be included in the schia of salting. But since we need, the Gemara says, no. Since we need the pasuk of from upon your mincha to teach, velo me'al damcha, not upon your blood, it's mashma that all of these other things are learned out through a similarity in one way. Because blood itself is like a mincha in only one way, and that affects a matir. Now, the comparison to mincha would need two areas, things. The blood would automatically be knocked out without a pasuk over here, right? Without even needing that. The fact that this pasuk is, in fact, necessary shows that the comparison is going to work, even if it's only by the mincha, by one in one way. Amar me'al mincha secha, the Torah says, don't discontinue the salt from upon your mincha, which is mashma v'lo me'al damcha, but not from upon your blood. Right, so the isser against discontinuing salt does not apply to that of dam. Same means not for recha. Maybe that's what it's coming to do over here. Is other type of things and not for dam. Mistabra evarim havalei l'rabui. No, it makes sense to say that they're included in having the chiv of salt because they're like the mincha in many ways. Shekein, because they have. I never know what these things I'm supposed to, but I'm going to do it anyway now. It says, Ashban Tame. All right, Simon Ashban Tame. You're going to have the following six ways are similar. Acherim Boim Chovela Kamosa. If other things come in the Mizbech because of their Chiev, like a Mincha. Ishim Kamosa, they're burnt in a fire like the comets of a Mincha. Bachutz kemosa, their avodah is done outside the heichal like a mincha. Nosar kemosa, and they're going to make somebody chayav nosar, looks like a mincha, right? If that happens, if it's left over. Toma kemosa, they're going to make someone tame like a mincha. Meila kemosa, they're going to make someone chayav meila also like a mincha. But blood is like the mincha in none of these ways. Therefore, when you have a choice of learning the salting of the blood from a mincha, or the salting of the environment of the mincha, it makes sense to say that it's going to be excluding the blood. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Amabay says the Gemara, Adirabo. What do you mean? Dam have a little bit, should include dam. She came matir kamosa. It's going to mat your things just like a mincha. And nifsal b'shkiyas chama kamosa. And also, b'shkiyah becomes possible like a mincha. So it's similar to that also. So let's go say it's going to be the dam is going to be included. The other one's going to be excluded. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Hanach deficient. Six against two. Therefore, it makes more sense to compare the Amurim and not the Dam. If the Pasuk would say that in every carbon that you shall salt with salt and the word mincha, with the word mincha not there, Shamea ni afil eitzam adam, I would learn out that even wood burned on the Mizbeach and the blood thrown the thing on the Mizbeach would also need salt. Shenikru carbon, they're called a carbon. The Torah therefore says, the word mincha to teach that salt is brought only on those things that are similar to the mincha. Man shamat lei the amar eitz mikri carbon. Now, where did you hear that eitz are called carbon? Rabbi, it's Rabbi. Rabbi, but Rabbi mi bai bo melach, melach. But according to Rabbi, wood actually does need salt. The time went to the baisa carbon melamich and is nadin eitzim. Right, that's telling us the word carbon that you can donate wood as a carbon. Vekama, how much? Shnei gezirin is two, says Rashi, shnei bekoyos gedolos, two big blocks of wood. Vechenu omer, and also says in another pasuk that it's called a carbon. Vagarolos hifalnu al carbon eitzim, when we cast lots for the wood offerings. Rebbe Omer, eitzim carbon mincha, it's considered like a carbon, it's a real actual bona fide mincha, utin and melach, and therefore the piece of the wood needs salt. You have to put salt in before burning. It's in an agashim. Imagine the wood needs salt in agashim, bringing by the altar, the mizbech. From a Rav, Levi Rebbe, and Rebbe said, according to Rebbe, who makes wood like a mincha, eitzim to unum kemitza. The piece of wood that I brought as a carbon need kemitza like a mincha also. You got to chop up like little pieces of it, and then they're removed and they're burnt on the rest of the wood, and on the mizbeach before the rest of the wood. From our Papa Levi Rebbe, eitzim shichem eitzim. The eitzim, the wood, also themselves need other eitzim as well. What comes out from this brisa is we see according to Rebbe, wood is considered to be a real carbon, therefore has to be salted. How could a brisa then, which goes according to Rebbe, state that the wood doesn't need salt? So it's going to have time to eat some. Okay, delete from here this brisa of the word wood. The brisa is excluding only blood from salting chiyav and not wood. In fact, the Gemara v'ela krala mutei mai, but if so, that wood is going to be salted, and what is the pasuk of the word mincha coming to exclude? Ila mutei dam, if it's coming to mutei mai dam, el mincha secha nafka. We learn that from the idea, from upon your mincha. It's already out of there. Beep, turn the page. Chof af mouth. Apik eitzim v'ayel nesachim. Remove wood from the brisa and put the word nesachim in its place. So the brisa is telling us that the pasuk mincha is coming to exclude nesachim of wine from salting. The time went to the brisa. Avala yayin v'adam v'eitzim akhtaris eintu en melach. These don't need to have melach, right? So you have here the word, adding the word nesachim to this this situatia. In fact, what do you mean? Mani, who's this going like? E Rebbe, kasha eitzim, you get a kasha of eitzim, he says, what has to be salted? E Rabbanon, kasha getores. Because according to them, you have to salt a getores. Hi, Tana, is going according to the following Tana. The Tana was in a baisa. Rebbe Yishma, Benosha, Rebbe Yochim, Ben Broka, Omer. Ma ha pratim first, just like the pratim, mincha is clear. Davish and Makabatoma, something that can be Kabatoma, Va'ola, Ileishim, it goes up to the fire, it's burned on Mizbeach, Vayeshla, Mizbeach, Achitza, and it's brought on the other Mizbeach, Afkotso to anything, Davish Makabatoma. Something that can be makabel tumah for olal ishim v'yeshno amas bechachitzon yatz eitzim excluding wood shein makabel tumah zav makabel tumah yatz adam v'yayin excluding blood and wine shein olal ishim doesn't go up on the fire and yatz ketorah shein alamas bechachitzon doesn't go on the mizbech achitzon. Chum tochais, what comes out over here is that we see that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka, he excludes wine, blood, and wood, and ketores from having to have any salt over there. So the Braisa said above, which also does this thing, goes according to him. So it comes out that dam is from a pasuk, is excluded from the salting. The Gemara is not going to ask for the need for a special thing. Ella time of the mat a call it dam. It's maite from the pasuk. Kolavach if not so, having been a dam by melech, I would have thought dam needs melech, needs salt. Frankly, Gemara though, but can kaven de malche, once the blood is salted, nothing can be thrown as dam. It's no longer considered dam and should be disqualified from being brought on the mizbeach. Mizbeach. Why? Dam is zero. I'm a Reb Chanina. Dam shebishal, blood that's cooked and over a love is one is not going to be over the iser against eating the blood, consuming the dam on its account. Cool shtickle over here, right? Because why is that? Because the iser applies only to dam that's fit for a carboner that would be if the blood was kachem. Blood that was cooked, though, is not able to be done like that. And therefore, somebody consumes it, if you're going to eat it, you're not over the iser. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ziri, dam shemolcho, if you salt it, ain't over a love, you're not going to be over the iser against eating the dam because of it. Rabbi Yehuda did day Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said his own din, Evarim shetzalim ve'elon, if you have Evarim, limbs that were roasted and brought up on the Mizbeach, ain't ben mishum le'reach nechach, they do not have, don't fit the din of being able to be reach nechach. Okay, so what comes out? Ziri is telling us that the dam has been salted, is excluded from the iser against having the dam. Eating the dam, and this is based on the fact that salted blood is not considered fit for the service, you know, for the avoda. The Gemara therefore now wonders why it's necessary to tell to straight out exclude dam from the salting chiyav, even without an explicit, you know, pasuk for that. The dam would be excluded from the fact that it's no good once you salt it. So why does the Torah need a pasuk to exclude it? The Tami, you might have thought mishta ba mashu lemitzvah ba'alma, at least take a small amount of the place a very small amount of salt. Not enough in order to mess up the dam, into the dam for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah. Kamash malan, to tell us that the it doesn't need to be salted at all. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.